This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh, new, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 7th of August, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. This morning, we're talking a bit of headlines, but it's Friday, which means I've got Empress Divine in studio with me, and we're talking Natural Corner. We're talking about Native and local, native, natural, and local food, produce, and solutions, remedies, treatments, therapies. We're talking all kinds of things. But before we get the show started, a little housekeeping. First off, I have to make like the saddest announcement. Today we lay to rest my cousin, Uncle Billy Hanna. Y'all may know him as Reynold. You may know him as Billy. You may know him as Rupert Hanna. But I know him as my uncle, even though he's my first cousin. See, life in the Bahamas is beautifully complex, right? And when I was young, I needed an uncle. He's my uncle. And now when I was older, he's still my uncle, but he's my cousin too. It's beautiful, right, to have these types of relationships where the people in your life can be so many things to you. Uncle Billy was always a fun time, always had a smile on his face. I don't ever remember him being angry. And I think that's only because he was the type of guy that believed that the little children didn't need to be exposed to your anger or to your rage. Now, mind you, these are also memories from I was a little children, right? And it's been such a long time. But today, we lay to rest Uncle Billy, Reynold Billy Rupert Hanna, at Bahamas Harvest Church. The interment takes place at Spikenard Cemetery. The service starts at 11 a.m. this morning. And then, as I was sort of preparing for this morning's show, I remembered that today is also our Aunt Juanita Green's birthday. May she rest in peace. Now, many of y'all may have known her as Nurse Green from Atlantis. I mean, she was a stellar and a dedicated nurse and dedicated to the health, safety, and wellness at the staff at Atlantis for many, many, many years. So we say rest in peace, Uncle Billy. Rest in peace, Aunt Juanita. And when you see him, Aunt Juanita, as soon as you see him, grab him by the pear tree and let him rub shoulders with all that have gone before. Because we down here, we just hope that we get a chance to see y'all again. And for all those who are sitting with grief, with loss, those who are bereaved, or in a period of bereavement due to the loss of a loved one, we hold space for you today and every day, because death and loss is a natural part of this life. We can continue to learn how to hold space for each other as the world continues to turn. Also, Did I remind y'all? Today is the 7th. We got 5 more days to the deadline to enter the Guardian Radio and Guardian Media Group Great Summer Escape Giveaway. You could win a trip for 2, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield, and tune in to Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. And today, in the second half of the show, we are giving away a free entry. What that means, the free part is we can put it in the box for you. It's Friday. Your weekend already planned out. You may not be able to Zoom to the Guardian today to put your entry in the box. If you are today's 7th caller, once we start the competition, if you are today's 7th caller, we shall fill out an entry form for you and drop it in the box on your behalf. No strings attached. Even if you see me at the port smiling with my little carry-on bag waving at you, the best thing for you to do is ignore me and pretend like you don't know me. Because when I see you, you can be my Grammy, grandfather, uncle, cousin. You could even be my fiance if that's what it takes for me to get on the ship with you. But I hope you have a loved one you already planning to take with you when you win. All right, today's headlines are hot. Empress, could you grab me a Nassau Guardian from outside? I looked at the headlines on your daily Bahamian headlines this morning before I got into work. And the same stories for yesterday. Concerned safeguards made meaningless an investment fund. $265 million drawdown. Government defies opposition on $265 million bond proceeds. Now, that's a story from the 20th of February, 2026. So if you are interested, if you are following the story and you want more context, you want more information, we start with yesterday's article in the Nassau Tribune, Concerned Safeguards Made Meaningless, an investment fund $265 million drawdown. And then the 20th of February, 2026, in the Nassau Tribune, government defies opposition on $265 million bond proceeds. And then you fast forward to March, 10th of March, 2026, the Eyewitness News headline, Pintard demands government return $265 million transfer to Consolidated Fund. The first thing I can say is, when you start talking about $265 million, right? I don't even have blood pressure, and my blood pressure went up. Sometimes I believe I already passed on, and I'm only here for entertainment. Your entertainment, not mine, right? But that get my blood pressure pumping. So one of the things we're going to talk about today in the Natural Corner is natural remedies to manage the heart. Now, when I say to manage the heart, I mean like the stress, right? When I say the heart, we are not replacing the advice of your doctor. We're just talking about things like when your partner come in the house and say, I spent $265, but you $5 million and you pass out, we got something for you. That's what we're talking about. Anyway, this is a very important discussion, right? And I think it's even more important that we maintain clarity in the discussion, right? I talked about the National Investment Fund multiple times over the last 2022 is when it was passed. I've been talking about it before the act was passed in another framework, right? The debt for nature swap, despite people telling me that's not what this is. Well, I don't know if they know what a national investment fund is. And so let me just do a quick rundown on what I think and what my critique of the discussion is. The National Investment Fund is a mechanism, right, that provides the state to invest surplus, right? Like after you paid all the bills and you realize you have what we would call a profit, right? You got money left over after you pay all the bills. You give it a good slam. Give it a good slam. You pay all the bills. That money can be invested in the National Investment Fund to be invested or used to generate income, revenue, funds, whatever you want to call it, to be invested back into the country, right? My understanding of it initially was to be invested in environmental and conservation efforts, right? That's a debt for nature swap. The National Investment Fund model opens it up to broader investments, including infrastructure, right? But it's intended, right? What you invest the money vested in the fund in must be able to produce a profit. Like, it must be able to give a return on investment. Right? Bang. So one of the critiques is the fund being used as intended, as mandated by the legislation that empowers it, that creates it and empowers it, right? The second point is, has the government followed the laws, the regulations, the controls vis-a-vis accessing the money that was invested in the National Investment Fund? Second critique is about the operation of the fund. If the act mandates that there must be a board, why wasn't the board listed in the most recent annex of boards and committees? Just released. I got the article in my notes in my bag. Just released. Why wasn't that board included in the list? Has it not been composed? Now, it's easy to speculate that it's not been composed because we are on year 10. This is year 10 of waiting for a contractors board to be composed, right? So I don't think it's reasonable for the state to say to us, oh, wait until the board releases a report and then you'll get all the details about the board. Does a board exist? And has it been constituted according to the procedures, the protocols, the controls, the rules? Because if it does exist, why wasn't it listed in the list of boards and committees? Can the government, can the act function without a board? Right? So these are all, I think, reasonable questions to ask. And these are just my layman's questions, right? I didn't want to bring the detailed questions from stakeholders and sort of industry experts to the conversation. This is just my questions. Now, I think all of those are reasonable questions. Those questions have been faced or met with responses like, well, you don't think airports are important? The Family Island people shouldn't have airports, eh? Let me say that I am perhaps the first to clearly articulate on the radio the importance of Bahamas Air, a state-owned airline, because the state has an obligation to ensure equal and equitable access to national resources and state services, right? Which means that you will need a state-owned airline that can operate without necessarily producing a profit, because the ultimate goal of ensuring that people can move through the islands is more important than generating a profit. Before the NIF conversation started, we all knew that airports were important. It is not reasonable to respond to the questions laid on the table with, but you don't want the poor people to have airport aid. Yes, we do want them to have airports, but we want the process engaged to create the airports to follow the law. It makes no sense that you are the law but you refuse to follow it. It makes no sense unless or until you recognize, you acknowledge that as descendants of enslaved Africans, we are still trapped in a culture or a mindset, right, that rendered us or that told us we were the counterculture. We could not be legitimate because we are Africans, and only white people are legitimate, right? Systems that refuse to allow us legitimacy. And here we are in 2026, still acting like we are the counterculture. Why do you have to break the rules if you have the power to change them? That's my constant cry about traffic and left on red. Why break the law and risk other people's lives when you have the power as a citizen, and apparently the majority of citizens are doing it, to go to the government and say, change the law now. Stop making me a criminal. Or allowing this environment where you see I'm going to continue to criminalize myself. Just change the law. We are not slaves anymore. We're not little, and despite the way that a lot of police officers are still behaving, we're not little niggas on a plantation that need to be managed. Not like that, not in that way. But continually, we show that we expose that we don't quite know what freedom is, what it means or feels to be free. Because in the face of access to every mechanism needed to change the law, we look at it and we spit at it and we say, I'm going to break you. I'm going to break you like I was broken. Yes, that's the crux of it. The 2 points I put on the table leading into election for people to consider when they're voting, just 2 points. Will the party that ultimately benefits from your vote, well, does it have the capacity to cause other people to discipline themselves and moderate their own behavior? And to cause and compel others to do the same? And the second point, will that administration be able to move at the pace of its own policies? Not only are we seeing successive administrations, not just the two Davis administrations, but successive administrations, not only do not have the ability to move at the pace of their own policies, they refuse to or do not have the capacity to follow the rule of law. You make the laws. You got a 33-8 majority. You have a supermajority. You could pass any law you want. Why wouldn't you pass the law you need instead of breaking the one that you have? It just makes no sense. And to the choir, listen, there's a choir on every corner this morning. I'm impressed. They're singing in the rain, unlike the police who refuse to enforce traffic controls in the rain. In fact, the police are refusing to enforce traffic controls just straight across the board. This morning on Shirley Street, we watched a vehicle. I mean, how do you run a red light over 5 seconds? Not just in front of the police, you had to turn across the police on your red light, and they did nothing. They didn't even blow their horn. They didn't even use the megaphone. I can lend them my megaphone for real. They didn't even use the little speaker in the car to say, please don't run red lights, and please don't do it in front of us. You know? And then just up the road, the police vehicle slide through the stop sign in front of Doctor's Hospital to cut up Collins Avenue. I just don't know what y'all expectations are. I just don't know. Anyway, we're going to leave that right there. The next article, let's bring into the conversation. Good morning, Empress Divine.
Good morning, Aaron.
This is Natural Corner. And we're going to bring to people today some natural bush, some natural drinks, some natural products, and some fruit and produce that could help them keep calm in this time of stress and tribulation. And so I just want to mention this article that was in yesterday's paper, Government Plotting the Way Forward with Medical Cannabis Industry, Darvill says, right? So what we know is cannabis is off the table as a stress reliever. Ain't nobody decriminalizing cannabis for adult recreational use anytime soon. So we throwing that off the table, but have no fear, because there are other natural and less sort of detrimental to the body products and things that you could be using that are less detrimental to the body. Now, as we get started, Empress, remember I said we're going to do a giveaway? Mm-hmm. So we're going to start the giveaway as right after I take this caller. We're going to start the giveaway. And the question is simple. Give me two leaf bush fruit you consume, because you know when you consume it, it's going to just set the mood, keep you calm. You know your mood's going to change. Let's go to the phone line first. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there?
Pleasant. Good morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, Sparky. How you doing?
Can I call into your show, ma'am?
Yeah, you could call into the show. What's the bush? What's the fruit? What's
no, the... I was just trying to find out. You know, like, we keep discussing the same things over and over, the depression and stuff we're going through in this beautiful little country that we love so much. Mm-hmm. When we, the so-called black people, came to power, we came to power by them, our people telling us what the Bay Street Boys, the rich foreigners, and the rich white people was doing to us. Then we came into power, and ever since the PLP and FNM and DNA and all us came to power, it seems as if we're doing more to each other to bring us down than the white people ever did to us. We don't even hear them calling in the show other than Graham Rutherford. They don't call into these talks.
They call in. No, man, they call in. They call in and they text.
Yeah, we would call in to talk. They out there making money or running their business. We go into their shops to buy everything from all of them. They doing better than us. And then we got our few so-called rich black people going up into the power, and they coming down on us. They doing us worse than the white people doing us. And all we doing is talking about it. We ain't doing nothing. Have a good day.
Sparky, man. Sometimes I can let you talk because I like to hear that type of chat, right? But Sparky, first of all, is far more complex than that. Far more complex than that. You can't just paint all white people in the Bahamas with that brush. Even though in another conversation I tell you, anybody who identifies as white enjoys whiteness, as opposed to identifying by your ethnicity, right? Bang. But that's an aside. Sparky, are they all white people? This is the beautifully complex way that race and class intersect. And not all rich white people having an easy time at it. But the point that you opened us up to, right, is that when the black people took over, technically, when we got majority rule and then we got independence, we still modeling, we still using the very same model of governance, right? The pre-majority rule, same models, same cultures, right? Root any evolution or expansion of those models. So that is true. The black people are doing it better. Maybe they understand us better. But can't paint all white people with that brush. It's unfair. And also, the people is calling the show. You can't hear the accent. You can't hear the accent. I mean, you can't identify the people calling the show, man. And they texting. They definitely texting. I know that. In my heart, not with my eyes. I can't see their face. I know that. Anyway, we're going to a break. When we get back from the break, seventh caller, get a free entry. We will make a behalf for the Great Summer Escape giveaway. All you need is your passport. You guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tune in, Gretzi.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No, boy. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
As the summer days wind down, a new school year begins. Grab your checklist and head on over to Kelly's House and Home for their 20% off back to school sale, except on net items now through September 2nd. They have everything you need, like Toto, JanSport, and character backpacks, lunch boxes, composition books, pens, pencils, calculators, and more. Spend $50 or more on school supplies and you could win one of two gift baskets, bicycles, a laptop computer, or a Crayola-filled stocking. Catch Kelly's House and Home's back to school sale now through Tuesday, September 2nd.
Girl, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Thank you for that, producer. You hear that song, Empress? That's a beautiful song, eh?
Yes, it is.
When I walk out in my yard, that's what the passion fruit is be singing to me, you know. Passions. My caller, where are you going? I just needed to bring the show back in. Anyway, remember, we're giving a free entry. When I say free, we will make the entry on your behalf to the seventh caller. And we got the end of the show now. It may be a random caller. All I want you to do is call in and tell me what's your leaf of choice or what two leaves you like to blend together. What two or three? I drink my bush in odd numbers, 1, 3, 5, 7. But what two or three leaves or five leaves or four leaves you like to blend together for a drink or a concoction that just calms you down and keeps you cool? My selection is passion fruit leaf. Passion fruit, right? Empress, divine. But today you come to talk to us about?
Allspice leaves.
Pull the mic right to you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Allspice leaf.
All right. Now, allspice leaf. That's not the same as bay leaf, right?
No.
Okay. Tell me more.
It's a family to bay leaf, though.
Okay.
Same family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the sect we call it pimento leaf or bay rum leaf.
Now, does pepper leaf, pimento like pepper, or the pimento like spice?
It's like spice.
Okay, okay.
Right. So it has a lot of healing properties in it. It's almost is also a stress common, mm-hmm. nerves too. It's anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pain relief.
Let me see. It's a tea or steam, baths, ease arthritis, muscle pain, and body cold. That's like when the cold sinks into your bones, hey?
Right.
All right. The oils in the leaf warm and relax the joints.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go on.
Respiratory support, antimicrobial, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Blood and sugar circulation is good for that also.
Mm-hmm.
Stress and nerve calming, like I said before. And good for steam bath, like you've been suggested. Mm-hmm. Cooking for medicine. And bush bath, you could bathe in it also.
That's what I was going to ask you, right? Mm-hmm. See, Corinne Mitchell was a businesswoman, right? She's a mover and a shaker. She ain't never bathed me down in no bush. Right? It's one of the things that I realize. Like, no, I wish I had had that experience when I was a juror. Now, when I went into the rainforest, I had this opportunity to go into the sort of interior of Suriname on a trip. I went with CAFRA, but Maria Govan and I were both Bahamian representatives.
Okay.
And we went into the bush, and we didn't want to take the malaria medicine, right? We didn't want to take the malaria, the over-the-counter malaria medicine, because there's two types of malaria, and they didn't have the fatal or deadly one in Suriname. And they made us a bush to drink, a tea to drink.
Okay.
And they're like, y'all drink this and you could be good. Well, Maria was the first person. Maria Govan is a Bahamian of Greek descent, right?
Okay.
She was the first person to drink it. When she take that pot and horseback it, I mean, she throw the pot to her head and swallow it. They was so shocked, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I tasted it, man, that was like Kool-Aid compared to Cerasi and neem. I take neem oil drops sometimes, right? The bush was like Cerasi compared to that.
Wow.
Yeah. But see, we got a caller on the line. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, dear. I'm Mr. Vine.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I thought it was a rebroadcast, but, you know, Aaron, for me, it would be the minty with the pale leaf tea. I like the minty. It is so aromatic. And it actually accelerates bile flow.
Okay.
All right. And so I don't know if you and Empress Divine know that the lignum whitey tree was used to treat syphilis in the early days by Europeans and locally. I don't know if you guys know that.
I recall that. Yeah. I recall learning that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but Ms. Green, I know you was making a joke when you said that there are other drugs more harmless than cannabis, right?
Yeah.
But you can't be meaning allopathic medicine, because you could go on a website and look at all of the pharmaceutical drugs that have been retracted. But I wanted to touch on something that I was talking about for over 10 years now on the radio. I stopped mentioning it. You know, you mentioned the Death for Nature swap.
Uh-huh.
So I've never heard anybody mention it before I did on the radio, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the question for me is, why have a Death for Nature swap when you have carbon credits and you're talking about the blue? You understand what I'm saying? I don't really see the need for it. And I'm trying to figure out, because what I want you to do one day, just one day, for a few minutes, just read the pros and cons of the Death for Nature swap. So I'm trying to figure out, how can one ensure that the funds allocated and the deals with NGOs and transnational companies go to where it's needed, given the fact that we don't have local governance, something that Mr. Dwight Strawn has been pushing for. That is one of the cons of it. When you don't have a robust local governance system,
yeah.
I can't see the Death for Nature swap working.
We're
being duped. Give thanks.
Blessings. Thank you, 52. Mint and pear leaf. Mint and pear leaf. That is a lovely, lovely blend. Giving a caller, the seventh caller, an entry to the Great Summer Escape giveaway. If you cannot escape what you're doing today, to put the entry in the box for yourself. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, my combination is mint and fever grass.
All right, mint and fever grass. Yeah, that's a lovely.
Yeah,
that's
but a lovely I also want to give you kudos for a special thing. When you mentioned about person traveling, driving out of rather, without putting on their turn and signal.
Yes, sir.
Every time I'm about to turn, I remember you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, and I also want to thank you for your boldness in bringing out yesterday that. Sometimes the police, well, not sometimes, you have seen the police directed the tourists to break the law.
Yeah.
By not directing them to the pedestrian crossing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's just a very basic thing, and it keeps everybody safe, you know? Thank you.
Thank you for your work.
Yes, sir.
Last but not least, when you mentioned about the munching of the coconut and all of that, Garden Ready is much more than talk. It's also action. So I would like to implore you to continue your action in terms of the things, the practical things that you do offline, off radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, off air, I can go beg one of these bosses now. Buy us a mulcher. Buy us a mulcher. Let's generate some revenue for the place. Not the Guardian, for people generally.
Yeah. That's all right. Very good.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Absolutely. In fact, I beg in now for a benevolent donor to figure out how we could centralize a coconut mulcher for use by many constituencies, you know? Well, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Oh, that's, I miss you. Anyway, I could give you all a clue. That was caller number three. Let's go to the text line just very quickly. Ooh. Sincere condolences to you, Aaron. I'm heading out to my good friend Billy's funeral in a few minutes. I used to call him my security guard. He always looked out for me when I knocked off late at the Wolf Road Public Library. May his soul sleep on in heavenly peace. Morning, Aaron. So they forced the lady to resign from beach. Oh, I don't know about that. What do you mean? I even see that. I don't know. I can be honest. I don't know. What I wanted to say was, though, yesterday when I was listing off all the entities that don't use like proper road marking signage and notices for road works, Beaches and Parks had an exercise on the Montague foreshore the other day, and boy, they was on it. They had the traffic management team. They had signs out. I was impressed. As a text, I'm confused. The fund had $700 million transferred to it, I thought. That's not what I read. What I read was that the government enjoyed a bond, and what resulted from that bond, I think, was $700 million. And $300 million of that was taken to put in the National Investment Fund. And then the news report said only $200,000 is left, right? So from the $300 million put in it, and they took $265.3 million out of it, there's only $200,000 left. I want to know if BGC has received any of that money. Dilly leaf tea is a relaxant that is used in some South American cultures. It is. Thank you, Texter. How do data centers help EV cars? The government is moving like... We weren't talking about data centers this morning. No, our government can't afford to buy a data center, Texter. They cannot afford to buy a data center. They can't even afford to stripe the road. No, they can't. They're still paying down on the hologram machine, right? They're still paying down on that. It says, not only do data centers destroy your body, the biofields in your body, and they suck up all the fresh water. Yeah, I heard Bill Gates talking about water. Oh, don't worry. We cannot afford a data center. We can't electrify what we have now. Can't understand why there's so much about black and white racial issues on most of the radio talk shows these days. Whatever happened to One Bahamas? Did this die with its founder, Sadurid, who pushed so hard for unity between the black and white people? Listen, are you one of those people who says, I don't see race? So the way that you achieve this idea of unity between black and white people, right, first of all, is to broaden your understanding of what Sudhurid was talking about. While you're framing it as black and white people, we got people of Asian descent here, we got Indian people here, Bahamians, been Bahamians before I was a Bahamian, right? But to reach that place of harmony, not unity, we're not all the same, harmony, we are all different, but we can vibrate at the same frequency when necessary, right? Then we have to acknowledge the parts of us that are important to us. But are you white or you black? That's why, because it's still an important conversation. I'm glad, this is a text, I'm glad Autech In Andres, connecting the bridge, let's see how the government figures this one out. I could be honest with you. That's what our text for. What you doing here? You can't help us like that. Anyway, the text goes on to say, spice leaves, moringa, a little aloe, and sarrasee. Boy, listen. Empress Divine, would you... I see you react. Aloe and sarrasee. What do you do to cut the bitter of your aloe or to cut the bitter of your sarrasee?
I normally rinse it.
The aloe?
Rinse it, and that will kill most of the bitter off of it, too.
Okay.
Along with the aloe, too. You just steep it in some... I mean, the sarrasee, you steep it in some water, and that combats a little bit of the bitters, too.
Oh, but if you steep it in the water, as opposed to just boil it and pull it. Mm-hmm. All right. For me, my Uncle Patrick Bailey shocked me. And he's like, oh, man, I take aloe every day. But what he did was he would peel the aloe and cut it into the daily ration, right? So the daily amount. And then he would individually freeze them. So he'd wrap them individually and freeze it. And then every day he would take a plug out the freezer and ingest it with his orange juice. Right. He said, that cut the bitter. You don't ever taste it.
No, that's interesting.
But the truth is, you don't want to cut the bitter because the bitter is better.
It's better.
Let's go to the phone line quickly, and then we can get back to Allspice. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Anona minicata. That is the soursop tree. It reduces sugar. It helps with stress. And it lowers blood pressure.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But and it also helps with sleep.
With?
Sleep.
Your sugar.
It reduces sugar. It helps with swelling. It reduces blood pressure. And it also helps with stress and sleep.
Absolutely.
Anona Munikata.
Thank you.
That's the scientific name.
Yes, sir. But you know, in these parts, soursop leaves are super valuable because people who are experiencing cancer, going through radiation, chemotherapy, trying to eradicate cancer from their bodies, they want the soursop leaf. In fact, I think I could tell this. No, I can't tell the story yet. I could tell the story one day, Anona. I could tell the story one day. But basically, my Anona say, hey, you see that soursop tree in your yard? That belonged to me, okay? I'm going to need all the leaves off of that. Y'all don't play with me. And play with her, we did not. Here's another text. I will check up directly with a friend in Suriname on the use of bushes for teas. Yes, I know. The Bahama use of cones is correct practice, and we need to stick to that. We can't be a car-heavy, like we are a car-heavy country. The government is a carbon motor tax heavy government. We got to take these car things seriously. Somebody says soursop is very expensive. Yes, it is. You go in the market today and try and buy soursop, you might as well try put a down payment on a house. It doesn't need vendors. I can say this again. I can say it again and again and again. Your soursop don't need to be that expensive. There's a fruit mafia operating in the Bahamas. And some of y'all are running out with your prices. All right. Have you ever consumed soursop leaf with cream, Empress?
Yes, I had it with the coconut milk. It's fantastic.
What? Oh, you mean, okay, sorry. Because you put cream in your tea. I was thinking of like equal parts cream and tea. It just shocked me a little bit. I have to try that. Let's go to another text. The only bridge in Andres I want to see is the one from Nassau to Andres. No, they still need bridge. They still need bridge. But I like the idea of a bridge. All right, Empress, let's get back to the allspice. Let's get back to how to use it. Cooking medicine. Hold on. Cooking medicine. Wow. Okay, so I thought when they would say cooking medicine, it was going to tell me how to prepare the allspice leaf for a tea, but that's not what they mean at all. What it says here is drop 1 to 2 leaves in pea soup, stew fish, or jerk. You get the flavor plus the healing at the same time. I say the same thing about thyme. I realize you notice the time is disappearing from the Bahamian palate, from the Bahamian plate in commercial restaurants. More and more commercial, more and more restaurants are not putting time in traditional Bahamian dishes that require time to replicate the flavor, right? And then I hear a lot of people say, I don't like how thyme tastes. But if you don't like how thyme tastes, right? And I imagine if you don't like it, a lot of people don't like it. If you ask yourself, if I don't like how this tastes and so many people don't like how it tastes, how has it persisted so long?
Yeah.
Right? Because it ain't just that it's persisted in the Bahamian palate. It's that we brought it from Africa with us. Mm-hmm. And for me, it tastes good. And the reason we keep it is because it feels good. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hello, I'm trying.
Hi, good morning.
I'm trying to get number 7.
Look here. I think you are the winner. It's 10:56. You could be the winner today. And look, you could take on that cruise with you right now.
Yeah?
So,
okay.
You're the winner because it's 10:56. Hi.
That's me?
Yeah, that's you. Hold the line. The producers can take your information. And before the end of the day, we can drop your entry in the box. You still there? Caller, what happened? Anyway, something happened to the caller. We still got a call left. The next person to call in can get that free entry. We will drop the entry in the box on your behalf. Look at that. Good morning, caller.
That's me. I'm lucky again.
Okay, yes, sir. Hold the line. Don't hang up. The producer's going to take your information. There you go. All right, Empress, let's go back to our chat. Allspice. So for thyme, right? Thyme dilates blood vessels, hypertension, high blood pressure, gout, swelling of the joints. It provides relief for all of those. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason I think that it has persisted in our Bahamian palate.
Yes.
Not just because it tastes good, some people it don't taste good no more, but because it feels good for the body. Respiratory support, boiled leaves and inhaled steam for coughs, colds, asthma, and chest congestion. It opens the airwaves naturally. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
Hi, good, thank you. How you do?
Boy, folks, you something else. You is something else. I've been on hold from your show start to win this prize, and how that person gets through twice. And I couldn't get through, and this is my first time getting through. Boy, you something else. But anyway,
yes, sir.
You rely time also good for your cough, right? To relieve coughing.
Right. Listen, cooking thyme officinalis, upper respiratory conditioner.
Right.
Broadleaf thyme, did we call Spanish thyme? Lower respiratory conditioner. Yeah, you're right.
I tell you. But you know why they don't use thyme in rice anymore?
Why?
Because they don't put thyme
to cook.
In cooking. T-I-M-E.
Yes, sir. That's it right there.
They cut the thyme in cooking. That's why they no longer put the thyme.
In cooking. Mm-hmm. I got you.
And guess what? Yeah. That would be my prize. But anyway, we can talk about that on another day.
Fox Hill, you in my WhatsApp, right? You talking
to me? Fox Hill,
you
something else. I just asked you in the WhatsApp.
Okay, I got something for you then. No, I got this. I got a prize for you. I was making some cherry lemonade, and somebody's supposed to bring me some mango. I can make some mango lemonade for you.
Well, you know I like mango.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
You have a great day, sir. Okay, so number time. Upper respiratory conditioner, lower respiratory conditioner. The further south you go in the region, the Caribbean, Central America, and South America, thyme all. The essential oil in thyme is an active ingredient in a number of over-the-counter respiratory aid products, right? But I wanted to talk about passion fruit because passion fruit, maybe we can talk about this next week a bit more, but passion fruit is one of the most beautiful flowers you will find in your garden, mm-hmm. right? And one of the most powerful plants you will find in your garden. You can, the passion fruit has a non-narcotic sedative property. It for nerves, for hypertension, when children come out of school and they just, yeah, Grammy, put on the TV. They'll say, Grammy, we're very excited. We have a program planned and we need to watch it. They'll calm right down, right? But passion fruit is, I call it a homicidal maniac, a beauty. They call them the Black Dahlia, right? Like the beautiful killer. Because passion fruit wants to run. It will run on a fence, but it wants to run on something living. And it prefers to run on something living that produces fruit. And if the passion fruit intertwines with your fruit tree, you will have a surge of fruit production. Because it's like the passion fruit puts the passion in the tree it's on. You'll have a surge of production. But if you don't cut the passion fruit back, like after that surge, you risk the passion fruit strangling and killing the fruit tree that it's on, right? So it's a beautiful homicidal maniac, but it has so much power in it. You can boil the leaves, you can boil the shell, you can boil the flower or consume the fruit for its non-narcotic sedative properties, right? But I would never recommend that you process the flower because we need the flower to produce more fruit, right? We keep them on the vine. So allspice and passion fruit, next week, we're going to compare the bay leaf to the passion fruit, and we're going to identify some things like sweet Margaret bush and some of the little known things or that people know but not everybody know. Thank you for this bag of spice leaf. I'm going to make a spice tea and bring it to the studio on Monday for my producer, the interns, the staff, the receptionists, all the people that contribute to making On The Clock and all the shows on the Guardian Radio platform what they are, a hit every day. You guys have a great day. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
Alone, lonely time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.